Hello, am I speaking with Timothy Porter?
What is this concerning?
Hi, this is Frank, and I'm calling you from National Opinion Service. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a new media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, no. Thank you so much for that. Excellent. And, well, perfect. Are you older than 18 years old?
Yes.
Registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And what are the chances in this case you will vote in the November general election for President USA? Senate USA, Congress, and other office, are you certain to vote? Or will you probably vote? Are you chance?
I will definitely vote.
You're definitely voting?
I would definitely vote, yes.
Okay, understood, sir. And excellent. Thank you so much. And what is your age?
What is my age?
Yes, sir.
Oh, 60 years old.
See, oh, thank you, sir. Thank you so much. And just give me one second. What racial or ethnic group best description you? A white Caucasian, Hispanic Latino, a black African American?
Caucasian.
Oh, Caucasian, perfect. Okay, excellent. So please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year election for president.
Say that again.
Please rate your in this case, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president. 1-0 is not you're not motivated at all, and 10 is extremely motivated.
Oh, I really didn't understand the question there. I'm not going to lie.
Let me don't worry about that. Let me ask you once again. So can you rate your level of motivation for voting on this year's election for president in the United States? See, well, keep in mind that 10 is extremely motivated, or 0 is not motivated at all?
10.
10. Okay. Thank you, sir. Excellent, excellent. And now I'm going to read you a list of election officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you're approve or disapprove this person, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. So the first one is Donald Trump as former president, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
What was the name again?
Donald Trump.
Okay.
As former president. So you strongly approve Donald Trump, somewhat approve Donald Trump, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or you don't know?
I definitely approve of Donald Trump.
Definitely approve, okay. Perfect. And the next person is Sherrod Brown as senator?
Moderately approve.
Moderately approve, thank you so much. Joe Biden as president?
Definitely do not approve.
Definitely do not approve. Okay, thank you. And Marcy Kupcher as Congresswoman?
I don't know a lot about her. I'd say moderately, maybe approve.
Ah, okay. Awesome. Thank you, sir. Well, perfect. So I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one of these, please tell me if you have a favorite or unfavorite impression, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So first one is First Energy.
Say that again.
Oh, First Energy.
I know nothing about it.
Nothing about it? Okay. Derek Merritt?
Can't say I know that one.
Okay. Perfect. And, well, in this case, Donald Trump?
I approve Donald Trump, yes.
Awesome. Republican in Congress?
Say that again.
Republicans in Congress?
Yes, I approve.
Approve, okay. Okay, thank you, sir. And Democrats in Congress?
They're not looking too good right now.
Okay, perfect.
Disapprove.
Disapprove, okay. Perfect and Mercy Capture?
Somewhat. I know I've heard her name. I've heard all the ones' names, but I haven't read up on them enough to take any end up giving an opinion on them.
Okay, understood. Thank you, sir. And Joe Biden?
I'm never going to approve nothing that he has done.
Okay, awesome. No. Okay, thank you so much for letting me know that. And, well, the next question is, if the election of the United States Congress were today, would you vote for the Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
Republican, okay, thank you. If the election of the president were today, for which person do you vote? Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or other candidate?
Donald Trump. I would vote for him.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And well, if the election of Tennessee... Okay, just let me bring the next question. Is loading. Perfect. And if the election for Senate were today, for which person do you vote? For the Republican Bernie Moreno, lean Republican Bernie Moreno, Democrat Sherrod Brown, a lean Democrat Sherrod Brown, or none of the above?
I would say right now neither one of them. I would take and end up having to see what they stand on, and that I've heard good on both of them, and I've heard not so good on both of them. So I don't have a real opinion on either one of them right now.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you so much for that. And if the election of the United States Congress were today, so for which person do you vote? For the Republican, Derek Merritt, Democrat, or Mercy Capture, or don't know?
I would take it probably, and not knowing if it was today, I'd probably just vote Republican across the board.
Oh, Republican? Thank you so much.
All of
them. Okay, yes. Perfect. Thank you. And, well, in this case, is there any chance so you might consider voting for Democrat Mercy Capture, or would you say there is no chance in this case so you can vote for Democrat Mercy Capture?
I would lean definitely not voting for any Democrats right now.
Okay. Understood. I totally understand. Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Mercy Capture. So it's this: Mercy Capture is a career politician who has been in Washington over 40 years. So she has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberty agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. Is this time for a change? So does this statement make you less likely to vote for Capture, more likely to vote for Capture, or you don't want to vote for Capture at all?
If that's an actual statement, then I would have to say no, I don't want to vote for her.
You don't want to vote for her? Okay, understood. Perfect. And the second one is this. Now, I'm going to review some statements people have made about the Republican Derek Merritt. So after I read you this statement, please let me know if you still want to vote for this person or not, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So the first one is, in the stately... Just give me 1 second. It's loading.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Hello? Oh, you're all right.
Well, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt supports anti-union laws that drives down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt will stand with those who vote for the Social Security and Medicare, and would like to raise the retirement age. So do you, well, in this case, so you want to vote for him, or you don't want to vote for him at all with this statement?
The factual statement, I would I can have to say I wouldn't want to vote for him either.
You don't want to vote for him? Okay. Not okay. Perfect. Thank you so much. And then the next one is going to be this. As a landlord who has received more than 1,000 in contribution from real estate special interest, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end a mandatory leak pipes testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could have some money. In this case, telling you this, do you want to still voting for this person, or you don't want to vote for this person anymore?
I don't think I ever said I did want to vote for him. No. I take it ended up.
So you don't want to vote? Actually, you don't want to vote for this person at all, you say?
I would take it ended up. If I didn't know the candidates and I didn't know what they stood for, I would have to say I would just vote Republican across the board.
Okay, perfect. So you vote Republican, you say?
Yeah.
Okay, understood. Perfect. Just let me bring down the next question.
How much longer we got here, buddy?
Just a few more questions. This is not going to take too much. Don't worry about that because I know that you're busy. Okay, well, perfect. Based on what you heard right now, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or would you like to still vote for or you don't want to vote for Marin as a Republican?
Are they both Republicans, or is one Republican and one Democrat?
Oh, actually, just for this person, Derek Marin. Based on what you hear right now, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin, or will you still vote for him?
If it's the only Republican on the ballot, then I'd have to still vote for him.
Okay, understood. Just 1 second. Excellent. We almost finished. In this case, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their mind. So I'm going to ask you again, if the general election for Congress were today, for whom you will vote, Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Mercy Capter?
I'd have to say Republican.
Okay, yes. Perfect. So in this case, what is the last year of school that you complete? 11th grade, high school graduate, technical or vocational school, from college, association degree, bachelor degree?
Some college. College.
Okay. Thank you so much. And well, this is one of the last questions. Regardless of how you have been previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, a Republican, and independent, or something else?
I would have to say Libertarian.
Just give me 1 second. And how important is the politics for your opinion? How important is the politics for you? It's very important, somewhat important, not too important,
very important.
Okay, perfect. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for the Democrat Joe Biden or for the Republican Donald Trump?
I voted for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Perfect. So in this case, thank you so much for answering all the questions. This will be the end, and thank you so much for your time, okay?
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day, sir.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.